The Gift of Fire. Prometheus clambered back down Olympus, the fennel stalk clenched between his teeth, its pith burning slowly. Every 5 minutes or so, he would take it from his mouth and blow gently, nursing its glow. When he at last reached the safety of the valley floor, he made his way to the human settlement where he and his brother had made their home. You may say that Prometheus could surely have had the wit to teach man to strike stones together or rub sticks, but we have to remember that what Prometheus stole was fire from heaven, divine fire. Perhaps he took the inner spark that ignited in man the curiosity to rub sticks and strike flints in the first place. When he first showed men the leaping, dancing, darting demon, they cried out in fear and backed away from its flames. But their curiosity soon overcame their fear, and they began to delight in this magical new toy, substance, phenomenon, call it what you will. They learned from Prometheus that fire was not their enemy, but a powerful friend which, once tamed, had 10,000,000 uses. Prometheus moved from village to village, demonstrating techniques for the fashioning of tools and weapons, the firing of earthen pots, the cooking of meat, and the baking of cereal doughs, all of which quickly let loose an avalanche of advantages, raising man up above the animal prey that had no answer to metal-tipped spears and arrows. It was not long before Zeus chanced to look down from Olympus and saw points of dancing orange light dotting the landscape all around. He knew at once what had happened. Nor did he need to be told who was responsible. His anger was swift and terrible. Never had such almighty, such tumultuous, such apocalyptic fury been witnessed. Not even Uranus, in his mutilated agony, had been so filled with vengeful rage. Uranus was brought low by a son he had no regard for, but Zeus had been betrayed by the friend he loved most. No betrayal could be more terrible.